This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. Never has, never will, shouldn't start happening now, because that's the way that it is. Anyways, how are you? Today is Friday, October the 4th of 2024, day 278. Of the year and only 88 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yes, hanging out at RadioBig.fm, no doubt about that. Because we are doing it, baby. So there you go. A lot of stuff, a lot of things, you know, those things that we do around here, around there, around everywhere, because that is what happened. So anyways, how has the last 24 been for you? Because that's always an important portion of the question. No, seriously, it's an important portion of the question. Because how you're doing always plays a big factor into how we're going to do today in that particular regard. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking real quick about what the hell we do here? Because I think that's important. It's Friday, number one, so that means that it's Freeform Friday. So we're going to do a little bit of everything. We're going to talk about a little bit about this. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then that's what we're going to do. Because that's what happens. And with that being said, so what does that mean, that's what happens? Well, on Freeform Friday, we try to play catch-up for everything that we didn't talk about earlier in the week. Because that's just what it goes on. And then from that particular point, we move and we groove with all of the news stories from the people that are talking to us from Feature Story News. So I get to look at some of the stuff that we didn't get to earlier in the week, and that's fine. So don't worry about that. And then outside of that, there's some other aspects here where we'll get to hang out and talk about some stuff that's going on in now times. So if you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. By the way, we talk about everything. And when I say that, we do. And then we kind of cover some stuff that's related to safety. Friday has become a little bit more difficult in regards to what we do. Because here's what happened. Some people go, well, all the information. Oh, hold on. Let's do this the right way.
All of the information that you cover is not about safety, and we need to know only about safety. So why is there other stuff that's related to what's going on.
So what happens is that we talk a little bit about everything that's going on purposefully. That way you have some other references opposed to just only not being only safety stuff, because that is not normally a conversation starter. What you normally want to do is kind of cover some other stuff that's going on. So that's why we give you some pop culture.
Thank you for letting me know. That way I know what to do with your show. Thank you.
So with that being said, just think about it from that particular fashion. Our show is video, audio, and text. Well, not there is no text unless you're actually looking at the transcript. But video, audio, and text, transcript-wise, when you go into our podcatchers, some of the newer podcatchers do our video as we are doing it right now. Podcatchers Live 2.0 as we are doing our little live form. But the podcast aspect, when we are done with the first hour, directly at 8 o'clock, that's Eastern time. You'll get that podcast. I mean, like, I hit the end button and it goes, like, because we're doing it live from 7 to 8. So with that being said, think about it. Some options there are available for you. And then we do some video streaming on some different platforms if you're taking a look around on that. Apparently, there was some cluster yesterday in regards to some of the not working all over the place. So just keep that in mind as well. So it was a total about everything that was going on. So just keep that in mind. Apparently, we've become the PG-13 show. So keep that as we're talking. So let's talk right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, it goes something like this. The latest on hurricane reconstruction and a look at a potential piece of art history. Also, Pink Floyd sells their musical catalog to Sony. And Amanda Bynes finds a new passion project. We'll talk about that. And Russ will premiere at Cambridge Festival in honor of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. That's going to be an interesting one. And also, Prince Harry visits Lesotho. So there you go. Some things to talk about. So if you're ready for the freeform version, I got some stuff for you today. No doubt about that. And so before I forget, 30 years today, we'll talk about that towards the end. Important stuff happened 30 years ago today, but I'll reference that as we get closer to the end, you know, on our kind of recap of what occurred today. And then also the other portion, New Cannon's combo song dropped this morning. So we'll have to talk about that. We'll probably do that during hour number two. Because remember, this is a 3-hour show. Only hour one is on video and on podcast. Tower 2 and 3 is RadioBig.fm exclusive only. Well, I shouldn't say that. We only stream it on RadioBig.fm because the rest of it, I mean, you can do Live 365 and all that, but we're only on there. We don't stream this on Safety FM. And let me explain the reason why and why we don't do the podcast, because I can't take commercial music and stick it on here. It's a big no-no in the industry. And, you know, you'll get taken down and all that other kind of fun stuff. And, you know, who wants that stuff? I mean, I think it's kind of funny. Some of the music that I buy, some people try to say that they own the rights to it from time to time. So it makes it a little bit fun in regards of what's going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's get you into some feature story news, because I think it's time to do so.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. There's been a series of large explosions in Beirut as Israel's airstrikes targeting Hezbollah continue. One explosion was close to Beirut's international airport. Lebanon says 37 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the last 24 hours. It's reported the target of Israel's latest strikes was Hashem Safieddin, touted as a replacement for Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed last week. Reporter Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says he would be a key target for Israel.
The former deputy that is now believed to have stepped into Nasrallah's former role, a man that was more of an administrator, it was described to me before the targeted attack on Nasrallah, but there's supposed to be a council vote of political leaders within Hezbollah to appoint their new leader. So that has not happened yet, but it's very clear that Israel is just trying to take everywhere of this chain of command and break every link.
Plans to allow terminally ill people assisted dying will be introduced to the UK's parliament later this month. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has indicated Labour Party MPs will be able to have a free vote on the issue. Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the beating to death of Tyre Nichols, an unarmed black man. Two others have pleaded guilty to the same charges. Nichols was pulled over for what was supposed to be a routine traffic stop in 2023, but turned into one of the most brutal police beatings ever captured on video. Tony Waterman reports.
Demetrius Haley, Justin Smith, and Tadarius Bean were convicted of witness tampering. Prosecutors allege they conspired to cover up their crime. The charge carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Haley was also convicted of a civil rights violation. Tyree Nichols' mother told reporters after the verdict that she was happy the men were found guilty. Police body cam video and CCTV cameras showed the five officers kicking, punching, and beating Nichols with a baton until he was withering on the ground. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
Japan's expressing frustration at Russia's denial that it intruded into its airspace last month. Tokyo says a Russian military patrol plane flew over waters north of Hokkaido 3 times, prompting a Japanese self-defense force fighter jet to fire a signal flare. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi says Russia's denial of the alleged airspace violation is extremely regrettable. Moscow's claiming the military aircraft did not violate Japanese airspace. The director of the Foreign Ministry's Information and Press Department says the Kremlin could not confirm the alleged flight by an IL-38 patrol plane on September 23. Moscow's also rejected Japan's protest, which had been made through diplomatic channels. Japan alleges Russia, in fact, did enter Japanese territory 3 times.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the complicated colonial politics concerning the Chagos Islands, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean that Britain has controlled since 1814. Now, after 13 rounds of negotiations, the territory is being returned to Mauritius, and islanders who were expelled from their homes in the 1960s and 70s will be granted the right of return as Britain reaches an agreement to overcome one of the most unjust episodes in its colonial past. The agreement has not, however, secured universal support. Henry Smith is a former British lawmaker and former chair of the Chagos Islanders All-Parliamentary Group in London.
This is a very damaging step that the UK government has announced today, chiefly because they didn't ask the Chagossian people what they wanted. There was no meaningful consultation with them, and this sets a worrying precedent for other British overseas territories like Gibraltar or the Falklands, who clearly want to remain British. But in this case, the Chagos Archipelago has been overruled by the UK government.
Britain will be keeping control over the island of Diego Garcia, which is home to a joint UK-US military base. It is unclear how many Chagossians will return to the archipelago, which includes many atolls that are uninhabitable. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, there's been a series of large explosions in Beirut as Israel's airstrikes targeting Hezbollah continue. Plans to allow terminally ill people assisted dying will be introduced to the UK's Parliament later this month. Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the beating to death of Tyre Nichols, an unarmed black man. And Japan's expressing frustration at Russia's denial that it intruded into its airspace last month. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Duh.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow.
So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree. That's HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SafetyFMFree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
You are listening to Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Radio.
Oh, you know how it goes on a Friday. Anyways, a lot of excitement going on behind the scenes. We'll leave it at that. In regards to, you know, getting everything ready over there. And then it seems like there's a delay when I do some of this stuff, because that's just what happens from time to time. You know, who wants that? So there you go, some air horns coming your way in life. Oh, yeah, I know, crickets. Okay, but anyways, let's get back into everything that we have going on, because I think that sometimes it's super important to discuss the stuff that is going on inside of the world. So let's get into the shit list right away. Prosecutors trying second Trump assassination attempt. Suspect Ryan Roth have requested an indefinite delay to their trial. The feds say that they have gathered approximately 4 terabytes of data. That's 4 million gigabytes, includes media and text files, in the week since attempting the shooting in Florida. The data comes from 13 search warrants executed by 3 states and hundreds of witnesses interviewed. Prosecutors also say they're waiting for responses for more than 100 subpoena requests from expert witnesses. The trial had been scheduled to begin rather promptly on November the 18th. This is according to ABC News. So, I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon. So just for some information purposes, don't want to scare anyone, just letting you know what's going on. Also, the death toll for hurricane that just occurred now exceeds over 200. Yesterday, we were talking about 100. Now it's over 200. Here's the latest on the recovery efforts. With many roads still inaccessible because of the debris, total destruction, some videos show, volunteers carrying in supplies by pack mules. FEMA is handing out $750 to people in 4 counties in North Carolina that have been hit the hardest. Hold on. They gave them $750. Is stuff open for them to be able to use it? I'm just asking. Anyways, a group of veterans and locals have created a Ford operating base in Sawona, North Carolina, about 10 miles of Asheville, to coordinate supply delivery and search teams using private helicopters and ATVs. So there you go. I'm kind of confused there on, handing out moolah to people. I mean, do they have access to things where they can spend the money? Because if everything's devastated, I don't know what exactly that's going to do. I'm just saying.
Duh.
Just some stuff to think about. So there you go. Anyways, workers East Coast ports are expected to return to work today after agreeing to terms about wage increases in the short term. The current contract will extend until January the 15th, giving the country some wiggle room. Yeah, some wiggle room following the destruction by the hurricane and one less hair of fire crisis to manage this month before the election. Workers have been told that to return to work, they can go through the formal ratification process of the deal. But if they strike down the stopgap, ports could shut down once again. Analysts have estimated that each day of the shutdown, at least 5 days of catch up to get back on track, meaning that the 4-day work stoppage could mean about 2 weeks to get back on track. Okay, so hold on. I'm not a mathematician, but if they estimate that it takes triggers at least 5 days to catch up for 1 day to get back on track, and they were shut down for 4, that's not 2 weeks to me. That's almost 3 weeks, because that would tell me 20, not 14. I mean, but I'm not a genius or anything along those lines, and I'm not really good at math. So I'm just saying, so just some stuff to think about. Anyways, add vision issues in children to the growing list of unnecessary consequences from COVID lockdown. Huh? Okay. Hold on. What? Research published by the British Journal of Ophthalmology found that 1 in 3 children and teens have myopia. It's known for nearsightedness or shortsightedness. Scientists analyzed 276 studies that include 5.4 million children and teens from 50 countries across 6 continents. They have found that it's since 1990, myopia diagnosis more than tripled in the prevalence, with its notable spike following the pandemic. Lead author of the study, Dr. Yang Cheng, said the school closures resulting in prolonged indoor living and reduced outdoor activity for children and teens, while also increasing screen time, likely caused the myopia crisis, and it's worse. And this is according to Fox News. I don't know. I only share the info. I mean, we try to vet some of this stuff in regards to what's going on, but this is the myopia story. I don't know what to say. What do you think? So prolonged exposure to small screens, no outside activity has caused this issue in regards to what's being said.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
All right, I'm just sharing the information as it's given to me. Don't hate the hater. I mean, don't hate the players, not the hater. Sorry, I'm not a hater. What are you saying? Anyways, a painting owned by Italian family since the 1960s could very well be an original work of Pablo Picasso. Yeah, Pablo Picasso. It spent years hanging in the family's living room before being hung at a restaurant they own near Naples. Andrea Larusso, the son of the original owners of the painting, is now trying to get it validated if it's the real thing. He previously had experts at the Picasso Museum in Paris take a look at the work, but they declined to hold on to it to investigate further. Now he had the work examined and believes more than ever that Picasso painting it is. In particular, a handwriting expert has authenticated the signature on the piece as Picasso, an analyst of the paint used to line up the types used by Picasso himself. If it's legitimate, it could be worth north of $12 million, but it could be a while before they find out. The Picasso administration received multiple inquiries every day and is very cautious and skeptical about work that it seeks to validate. This is according to the Associated Press. So there you go. So let's talk about a couple things here. Actor Ron Hale has died. He passed away at his home in St. George, South Carolina on August 27th. August the 27th? Holy shit. According to a recent report, a specific cause of death has not been shared. He is best known for his roles as Mike Corbin in General Hospital. He was 78 as his time was passing. Hold on, 27? I mean, hello, August 27? I mean, I'm not saying September, I'm saying August. It is October the 4th. I mean, what the hell happened there in regards of getting that info out? Just saying. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff real quick. The Dow lost about 184 points to close at 42,011 on Thursday. The S&P lost 9 points to close at 5,699, and the NASDAQ lost about 6 points to close at 17,918. West Texas Intermediate closed at $73 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $77 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.19 on Thursday. And Bitcoin made a modest gain on Wednesday, trading just around 60,800. Yesterday, there was more than 2,350 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States. On Thursday, there was about 60 such cancellations, which apparently Thursday was a good day to fly then. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $108 million jackpot or a $53.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's time to do so. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $295 million jackpot or $147.9 million cash payout. So there you go. Some games to play if you want to do so. Anyways, a new report says that Denzel Washington once screamed at Sean Combs during one of his now infamous all-night parties in 2003. An insider shared a tidbit with U.S. Weekly stating that the actor screamed, "You don't respect anyone." It is unclear what led to the outburst, though the sources say that Washington and his wife saw something and stormed out. This is according to U.S. Weekly. So there you go. Anyways, at the very top of the hour, I talked about two things that we would talk about now. So let's go ahead and do this. Pink Floyd recently sold its music catalog to Sony Music. The deal's worth just around $400 million, including the band's recorded music and the name and likeness rights. Mm-hmm. The last acquisition joins other big names catalog from Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, and Queen, for which Sony spent more than $1 billion to get. This is according to Variety. So there you go. What do you think? $400 million for Pink Floyd's catalog and their likeness and their names. I don't know. You're selling it off, buddy. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. Amanda Bynes is launching her own clothing line, collaborating with designer Austin Babbitt. The actress is using her own artistic skills and degree to design the collection, which includes two pairs of shorts, $100 each, and a t-shirt, $60. After announcing the new project, Bynes told fans that she plans to host a pop-up art shop, a show in December that will feature her art and clothing. This is according to OK Magazine. Let me tell you one more real quick, if you don't mind. After landing his big deal in the 1990s worth about $6 million, Mark Cuban says that he got drunk and spent six figures on a lifetime pass from American Airlines. Speaking about the purchase on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast, Cuban said that he initially spent $125,000, but then upgraded it to the amount that he said no longer remembers. Then 9 years later, after selling the streaming platform Broadcast.com to Yahoo for $5.7 billion in stock, Cuban bought a $40 million Gulfstream G5 jet. On the internet, the sale holds the Guinness record of the largest single e-commerce transaction. So there you go. So I don't know if you've heard Cuban talk about this before, but this $125,000 ticket was a lifetime ticket that you could actually use on American Airlines, and it was for you and a companion. And you can go anywhere. Which, I mean, if you think about it, it's not a bad deal, because regardless, the way that this actual thing works is that they have to make room for you, even if the thing's sold out, for you and your companion. So they would have to bump people to get this person on. So think about that for a hot minute through American Airlines. So $125,000, lifetime. You're talking about the 90s. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are value added if you look at it from one way, shape, or form. So there's one thing to think about if you're so inclined to do so. Anyways, with that being said, we are very close to 32 minutes past the top of the hour. You normally get a main story, but it's Freeform Friday. So that's not what happens.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. There's been a series of large explosions in Beirut as Israel's airstrikes targeting Hezbollah continue. One explosion was close to Beirut's international airport. Lebanon says 37 people have been killed in Israeli attacks in the last 24 hours. It's reported the target of Israel's latest strikes was Hashem Safieddine, touted as a replacement for Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed last week. Reporter Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says he would be a key target for Israel.
The former deputy that is now believed to have stepped into Nasrallah's former role, a man that was more of an administrator, it was described to me before the targeted attack on Nasrallah, but there's supposed to be a council vote of political leaders within Hezbollah to appoint their new leader. So that has not happened yet, but it's very clear that Israel is just trying to take everywhere of this chain of command and break every link.
Plans to allow terminally ill people assisted dying will be introduced to the UK's parliament later this month. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has indicated Labour Party MPs will be able to have a free vote on the issue. Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the beating to death of Tyre Nichols, an unarmed black man. Two others have pleaded guilty to the same charges. Nichols was pulled over for what was supposed to be a routine traffic stop in 2023, but turned into one of the most brutal police beatings ever captured on video. Tony Waterman reports.
Demetrius Haley, Justin Smith, and Tadarius Bean were convicted of witness tampering. Prosecutors allege they conspired to cover up their crime. The charge carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Haley was also convicted of a civil rights violation. Tyre Nichols' mother told reporters after the verdict that she was happy the men were found guilty. Police body cam video and CCTV cameras showed the five officers kicking, punching, and beating Nichols with a baton until he was withering on the ground. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
Japan's expressing frustration at Russia's denial that it intruded into its airspace last month. Tokyo says a Russian military patrol plane flew over waters north of Hokkaido three times, prompting a Japanese self-defense force fighter jet to fire a signal flare. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi says Russia's denial of the alleged airspace violation is extremely regrettable. Moscow's claiming the military aircraft did not violate Japanese airspace. The director of the Foreign Ministry's Information and Press Department says the Kremlin could not confirm the alleged flight by an IL-38 patrol plane on September 23. Moscow's also rejected Japan's protest, which had been made through diplomatic channels. Japan alleges Russia, in fact, did enter Japanese territory three times.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the complicated colonial politics concerning the Chagos Islands, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean that Britain has controlled since 1814. Now, after 13 rounds of negotiations, the territory is being returned to Mauritius, and islanders who were expelled from their homes in the 1960s and 70s will be granted the right of return as Britain reaches an agreement to overcome one of the most unjust episodes in its colonial past. The agreement has not, however, secured universal support. Henry Smith is a former British lawmaker and former chair of the Chagos Islanders All-Parliamentary Group in London.
This is a very damaging step that the UK government has announced today, chiefly because they didn't ask the Chagossian people what they wanted. There was no meaningful consultation with them, and this sets a worrying precedent for other British overseas territories like Gibraltar or the Falklands, who clearly want to remain British. But in this case, the Chagos Archipelago has been overruled by the UK government.
Britain will be keeping control over the island of Diego Garcia, which is home to a joint UK-US military base. It is unclear how many Chagossians will return to the archipelago, which includes many atolls that are uninhabitable. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, there's been a series of large explosions in Beirut as Israel's airstrikes targeting Hezbollah continue. Plans to allow terminally ill people assisted dying will be introduced to the UK's Parliament later this month. Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the beating to death of Tyre Nichols, an unarmed black man. And Japan's expressing frustration at Russia's denial that it intruded into its airspace last month. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're rocking with us while working from home, we have one thing to say to you. Dude, nice work, PJs.
So as you can see, we've hit our targeted third quarter numbers as well.
Bill.
What?
Really love your Iron Man onesie.
Thank you.
Rocking your workday, whatever it looks like.
Change.
Okay, here you go. Currently 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, this is Simulated Sun with Castles. Same, same, same. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and some Apple Music. Yeah, some Apple Music. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we bring it to you from all angles. That's how most people like it anyways. Okay, so we'd like to thank Simulated Sun for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. There you go. Safety Show. Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are hanging and banging and doing all our fun stuff. No doubt about that. So, what do you have planned this weekend? Like, seriously, like, I want to know. I'm curious. Call in radio.com and let me know, of course. That's all you have to do is go over there, hang out, see what's going on. So, yeah, what are you doing? Anything fun? Anything to talk about? Anything to call your mama? To let her know ahead of time before you go out there? So anyways, with that being said, let me tell you about the most important part that I will ever tell you about, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. And once you do that, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. You have to click on the section that says Find Help, though. That's very crucial there. Once you get there, all the info's there. Listen, you might look at it and go, well, this is not info that I need. Well, it might not be something that you need today. It could be something that you need tomorrow or something that someone else that you know may need. So TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because I think it's time to do that. That is for sure. So with that being said, what about this information right here? Are you ready? Are you ready for some things that are going on movie-wise? So let's talk about this. Joker Part 2 comes out today. Yeah. Arthur Fleck is institutionalized at Arkham, awaiting trial for his crimes as the Joker. While struggling with his dual identity, he not only stumbles upon true love, but also finds the music that always has been inside of him. So that comes out today. It's rated R. A lot of people are not happy that this is not really being advertised as a musical. And apparently it is. So I'm just letting you know from what's coming in review-wise so far. Also, White Bird comes out today. Struggling in a fit new school after being expelled, Julian is visited by his grandmother and transformed by the story, or he attempts to escape Nazi-occupied France during World War II. That comes out today. It's PG-13. In Monster Summer, rated PG-13, with a mysterious force begins to disrupt their big summer fun. Noah and his friends team up with a retired police detective to embark on a monstrous adventure to save their island. So that comes out today. That's starring Mel Gibson. So just so you know, some things going on right there. So there you go. Some info. I said information for you in regards to what's happening. So you go. Anyways, what else do we have going on? Let's do some survey says stuff, because I think that's going to be important. Millennials and Gen Z are much more likely to discuss their pay than older workers. According to a new study, a survey carried out late last year found that 86% of Gen Zers are open to talking about their salaries, followed by 59% of millennials. And the numbers drop significantly as older workers, with only 40% of Gen Z workers and 41% of baby boomers willing to discuss that subject. Wonder why that is. That's because the younger workers ever found out how much the older workers make, they'd be heck to pay. You'll pardon the pun there. So there you go. Just some stuff to think about as we are talking. So there you go. Some information always going on. I mean, I don't know. Is that a subject matter that you discuss with others in regards of pay? I'm just asking because I don't know what you do. I'm just trying to ask the question to understand better. Like, I always tell people, I'm willing to talk about everything if you're willing to have much discussion. There's only two subject matters that I won't discuss. It's money and sex, because, I mean, who cares about either one? Because I, regardless of whichever way those conversations go, you're going to be disappointed one way or another. Just kind of the way that it happens. I am just saying, I know, not stuff you want to hear.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I'm just sharing the information on how it goes, man. It's the reality of the circumference of the circle is the way that it goes. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are hanging out and doing our thing. That is for sure. So anyways, 51 minutes past the top of the hour, let's talk a little bit more about some other things, because why would we not do that? Why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and get some John Smalls in here and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute? Because we need to be motivated going into this weekend. Why this weekend? I don't know. Maybe you should be motivated going into every weekend. Maybe that's the way to look at it. Anyway, so here's some John Smalls Motivation Minute coming up right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Judy. Mark Zuckerberg said, "A lot of the time, the experts, the people who are supposed to be able to tell you what to do, will tell you that you can't do something even when you know you can. And a lot of the time, it's your friends who tell you you can do it." What a great quote. Mark, by the way, is the founder of Facebook. He said this at the Belhaven Elementary School in 2011. Now, whether you like Mark Zuckerberg or not, that's a very accurate statement. I think it's important to listen to your parents, but I also think it's important to know that they may not be right 100% of the time. And I say that as a parent, by the way. I think we need to be trained to use our brains. Think things through before you do them, no matter who tells you that it's the way.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Often what separates faith from presumption is timing. The person who is operating in faith does not act until the Lord speaks. The presumptuous person gets ahead of God. He acts before the Lord speaks. He assumes the Lord will rescue him, even if he is acting in zeal without knowledge. Unfortunately, the Lord does not often intervene on our behalf when we act presumptuously. As a wise man wrote, "A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord." Proverbs 19:2 said, "It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss a way." Lord, teach us to wait for your timing, no matter how long it takes. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosie Lar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. There's been a series of large explosions in Beirut as Israel's airstrikes targeting Hezbollah continue. EU member states have voted to impose major tariffs on imports of Chinese electric vehicles. The UK says its commitment to the Falkland Islands is unwavering despite ceding sovereignty of the Chagos Islands, and Japan's expressing frustration at Russia's denial that it intruded into its airspace last month.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi. Radio.
Okay, some radio big, no doubt about that. So let's go ahead and take a look-see around and see what exactly happened back on, let's say what happened back on this date. Let's take a look real quick. Yeah, back on this day 30 years ago, Danzig released their fourth studio album, Danzig 4P. That happens back in 1994. So there you go, some information for you. You know, and some songs got banned, and it seemed like it was the last album with the original members. That happened back in 1994. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Dakota Johnson turns 35. Little Mama turns 35 as well. Derek Rose, 36. And Melissa Bonice turns 36 as well. Rachel Lee Cook turns 45. Alicia Silverstone turns 48. Liv Schreb turns 57. Russell Simmons turns 67. Sherry Turner, 68. Susan Sarandon turns 78. And Tony La Russa turns 80 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, Cinnamon Roll Day, World Smile Day, Kids Music Day, World Animal Day, National Body Language Day, National Trucker Day, No Disposable Cups Day, College Radio Day, Manufacturing Day, National Vodka Day, and Ship in a Bottle Day. So I guess that's some stuff to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. If you need a random joke for today, I will give you this one because it's important. When a man tells you that he got rich through hard work, ask him whose. I think it's a good question. That's not a joke either. And well, it is a joke for the day, but ask for whose hard work, how they got rich, because that's going to be important. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the worst purchase you ever made? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average person asks this question over 1,000 times a year. What is it? What did you say? Yep, that's the question that gets asked over 1,000 times. Anyway, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, because we'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment on this lovely day. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he discusses the world of safety consulting. So that's always important for him to go about all of that information. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Because without you, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to do what we do around here. Listen, remember, you can always catch us on our podcast network. You can catch us on our live streams, video and audio, safetyfm.com, radiobig.fm, some different options for you there right now. Remember, this is not an exit. This is just an opportunity to continue on going forward in a different path. Anyways, with that being said, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Say something positive and you'll see something positive. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Wonder why my face remains.